Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in
zone, AutoZone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. Get in
zone, AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everybody. This is Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar. Guess what? We got some unbelievable stories for you. You might remember us from a little podcast called The Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. It's a podcast where like one sister is great and one sister is pretty bad.
That's not true.
Yes, you're bad. Hey, Lacey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I do need to do this one thing with you. It's not an unbelievable story at all, but I need to see what you would choose.
Okay.
Okay, so there is this thing going around. Amber's either going to jump on the boat or she's going to be like, leave me alone. Okay, there is a thing going on. Do you remember when Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight?
I do not.
And at the time, Tom Cruise was 30 years older than Justin Bieber. So then people were like, there's no way any time in his life that he could beat Tom Cruise. Tom could be 50 years older than Justin Bieber and Tom's going to wipe the floor with him. So then now people are just posting celebrities that are 30 years older than them and who they would fight. So Amber, I have a list of celebrities that are 30 years older than you. Who would wipe the floor with you and who would you fight? I'm going to read five.
Celebrities that are 30 years older than me.
Older than you.
The floor with me.
And who would you be like, I think I can take them.
Who would I be able to fight?
Yeah.
Great. Give it to me.
Okay. And I'm going to read the names first. Then you tell me who you would fight. Kathy Bates. Samuel L. Jackson. Grace Jones. Richard Simmons. Or John Oates.
Who's John Oates? From Hall & Oates?
Daryl Hall and John Oates. Who you going to fight? And who is going to beat your ass?
Run me down the list again.
Kathy Name Bates. It. Samuel
Kathy
L.
Bates
Jackson.
Would, stop. Kathy Bates would, I could beat Kathy Bates' ass. 100%.
Are Whip you her ass. Sure?
100%.
Okay. You think you can. Okay.
Next person.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson would beat the shit out of me. I wouldn't even get one lick in. It's true. Lacey, you started this.
He would beat my ass. Grace Jones.
Grace Jones has already beat me.
You guys
pre the concept of it. This woman has already beat my ass.
Was that also, you two fighting yesterday? I thought I saw you fight Grace Jones.
I mean, and I gotta admit, Grace Jones, if you don't get your ass beat,
that's who needs to beat you.
She can go ahead and beat my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, I would beat the shit out of that guy. Now, guys, now I'm saying I would beat all these people and I would never hit any one of these people. I love them so much.
She wouldn't.
We're just in a universe where it's a death match.
Cage fight.
Okay.
And someone, you got to fight to the death.
You got to fight.
You have to. She's being forced.
I would beat the shit out of Richard Simmons.
He's got great legs. I don't know.
He's got great legs. He's much. Is he? Because remember when he disappeared for a while and people were like, what is wrong with Richard Simmons? And then he appeared for like a minute and we were like, I'm not satisfied. I need to hear him speak. And he still didn't come out and do anything.
I do remember
that. That leads me to believe that I could beat his ass.
Well,
next person.
Last but not least is John Oates from Daryl Hall. John Oates.
Is he the blonde guy or the black haired guy?
He's the black haired guy.
Black haired guy. I don't think I can beat his ass.
Really? But he's so tiny.
He's very small, right? But he's cut.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw an article about him the other day because he is suing the other guy.
What?
Yes, girl. He's suing the other guy.
For what?
I don't remember.
Oh, they've got to reconcile.
They're fighting. Okay.
They're fighting
now,
like
Lacey.
This.
Oh. They're fighting like this. Lacey, celebrities that are 30 years older than you, are you going to beat them or are they going to beat your ass?
Okay.
Let's begin with Kathy Bates.
Oh, no. I'm older than you.
Do you have your
own list?
Yes. Get it.
My list is.
Sorry, Lacey, celebrities that are 30 years older than you.
Yes.
Would they beat your ass or would you beat their ass? Go.
Okay. Al Pacino, he's whooping my ass.
100%.
I've seen him in too many scary movies. I would be terrified to fight Al Pacino. I don't care. He could be 100 and I'm not going to fight him. Patrick Stewart from Star Trek. He's Jean-Luc Picard.
No.
I could beat him, but I'm not. I can't kiss him on the cheek. Okay. Carol Burnett. Now, I love Carol Burnett, but I'm fighting her and I'm going to win.
Yes,
I pulled my ear. Okay, Jane Fonda, she's mopping the floor with me. That woman is in great shape. She's going to beat me
down. She's in great shape. Yeah.
And my last one is Barry Manilow. He was the one that I chose first to beat. He's coming to Omaha. I got to fly there to
meet
him.
You're going to fight him?
I told him. That's what I posted. First I posted Barry Manilow, and I didn't know he was coming. And someone said, he's coming next month, Omaha. I said, I'm meeting in the parking lot.
Meet me in the parking lot of Planet Fitness on Ames Avenue in Omaha, Nebraska.
That's right. Challenge everybody to a duel. And that's why I'm fighting Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow can't take me.
Guys, every time Lacey gets mad at someone, she goes, meet me in the parking lot of Planet Fitness on Ames Avenue, which is a real place in Omaha, Nebraska.
Parking lot's huge. It's a great place to fight.
She's right. It's the right place.
Oh, Mandy. Well, you came and you gave without fighting. I'm fighting him.
Then Lacey beat my ass. Oh, Mandy.
Then after I beat him, I'm going to kiss him on the cheek because I love Barry Manilow.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lacey, I love fighting.
You love talking about fighting.
But, and this is true, if anyone were to hit me, even a little bit, I would lay down and cry, and I would never stop crying. I would cry for two reasons. One, because of pain. Mm-hmm. Two, because that someone was mad at me enough to hit me.
Oh,
I would cry.
Don't tell people this. They're going to be seeing you out in public. They're going to run up to you and hit you. Amber, you've got to be fake and mean. You can.
Oh, sorry. If you run up to me and you hit me, I'll cry and I'll never stop. I don't know. Oh. But you know what? Like, if you're like an old white lady and you cut me in line.
Man, don't cut Amber.
Then I'll kill you. Fuck. That makes me so mad. It makes me so fucking mad.
These are the things that make Amber mad.
That's the only time.
Cutting her in line and walking too slow. Do you know how many times I get yelled at in New York City walking with Amber? She loses me. I've been lost before because she's walked so fast. And she turns up, Lacey, where are you? I'm back here. I'm walking because I'm from Omaha. We don't do this. So I don't know what you're doing, Jolly Green Giant, walking so fast, long ass strides.
Guys, me and Lacey sound the same size, but I am much bigger than Lacey. And so I can walk faster than Lacey. We sound the same size.
Amber's stride is like this. Dong, 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 dong. Am I? I'm literally jogging next to this monstrosity.
It's true.
It's true.
She's too small.
I'm literally
jogging. It would
be
so much easier.
And she sauntered.
Put her on my back. Walk around.
It's bad. Okay.
Okay, Lacey. What else? Did you see Ressa Tessa? Do you want to talk about Ressa Tessa?
Yeah, we do. We really need to talk about Ressa Tessa.
Guys, so everyone in the world is talking about this woman who did a 50-part TikTok series called Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Yes.
Where she explains how she fell for this guy's crap, line for line, beat for beat. Yeah. And apparently, it's the most interesting story in the world. I haven't heard it, but Lacey has.
You didn't start. Well, what did I tell you to do today? You didn't start.
I heard one episode.
Okay. And that's all you need. I'm not going to. What I'm about to tell you, I'm not going to give anything away. There's so much to unpack. I'm going to tell you all the stuff that I think she even says some of this stuff at the very beginning. He is like the best scam artist in the world. He needs to give classes to the FBI on how to catch people. He's great. What was the movie where the guy was flying and he was a kid and
Never Ending Story?
No, he was a pilot. And it was, come on, Becca, help me. The movie where he was a scam artist at a very young age and he was writing checks and run as fast as you can, whatever that.
Yeah, catch me if you can.
Lord, help us.
Nice. Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can. I know it took a lot. Okay, he's very good. So anyway, he would lie to his wife about how much money he had. And I was like, how does that happen? He would pull up documents on his phone, but he would pull up like real printed off documents that he had. And he was like, these are the documents for my offshore account and my Chase bank account. And she was like, oh, this is a legit thing. No, no, no. So they call him the king of printers because they said the money that he spent on printing alone, he always had a document for everything. And so he would tell her, you know, I have $700,000 in this offshore account. I am a CEO of this job. And the lies were so wonderful that he...
Does she ever meet his family?
I'm not that far yet, and I don't think that she ever did. And I'm not even to the part yet where I don't think his family's real. I'm reading comments on the side, but I'm not trying to read them all. But I don't think his family was real. When I tell you nothing that he said was real, she said he would talk on the phone to business people, to his family. And she said, I can tell you this, I'm not getting to how I found out yet, but none of those conversations were ever real. Every morning he talked to his brother for a long time. Never happened. He was very good at going, whoa. Yeah, he paused just enough. And she just totally believed him. And sometimes she could hear things coming from the other side. This man lied. Whoa. Lied his pants off. But I feel like we've all dated someone like that. I certainly have. Just lie about lying. Just to lie.
A liar face liar.
And his lies are really, really, really got him in trouble. He tried to buy a house like a million times. And what he did was he would get off from telling these lies. And she finally was realizing it, like, we're never buying a house. We're never buying a house. It is, at the end of the day, very sad. And there's sometimes where
she's
talking.
How long did she spend with him?
I want to say a year, but I could be making that up. 2 days is too long to have been with this guy. Yeah. And she calls him Legion. And there are so many now, so many Legion memes. So many people talking about this. Like, people said he spent all his money on a printer. Legion and his co-defendant, the printer, they're on trial. And they said he was a VP, a violent printer. Like, he just printed everything.
Oh.
He claimed he had a knee injury and they were like, the printer fell on it.
Oh.
So many people. Yeah. So it was very, very, but he was very good at printing up emails from his job and he'd show them to her. You guys, you got to watch this. Her name is Ressa.
The thing about watching her is it feels like you're talking to your little friend.
It truly does. She's very good.
Yeah, you love her.
She is very good.
Yeah. Guys, this has been Lacey and Amber. Amber and Lacey's unbelievable stories. We love you very bad. Subscribe.
Spit it out.
Write us a letter. Follow us.
Carrier pigeon?
Yeah. All of those things. Okay? All right. We love you, Babu.
Bye-bye.
It's pronounced Babu.
I don't think that's not real.
Yes, it is. Babu.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.